This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock. Hopefully, Ted Johnson drives safe on his trek down to Gillette Stadium, where he might run into Alex Cora. Reminder, tomorrow's Wednesday, usually Wednesday, 2:30. We talk to Alex Cora.
Usually.
We won't.
Right.
Because he'll be sleeping off his Coldplay concert and enjoying the All-Star break. We'll talk to him next week. He, Fitzy, will also be at Coldplay tonight, I believe. It's a very popular take these days. We'll get a full report from Ted. Well, no. I don't care enough for a full report. We'll get a partial report from Ted Johnson tomorrow.
Well, we'll just find out, you know, who he happened to run past, which celebrities.
Oh, in the yeah. It's like, you wouldn't believe it, guys. I got to meet Chris Martin. Who would have dunk it?
And he validates what we presume it's like to be a celebrity.
That's right.
Like,
he downplays it, but he also absolutely validates it.
And lives it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the time.
Yep.
All the time. So Ted Johnson is off to Coldplay down at Gillette. And the Boston Red Sox, they're off right now, but they are on, baby. They've been on for a while now. And they're on a roll toward the trade deadline, which is something that the doubters, the Ted Johnsons of the world, still kind of holding against them. Are they going to buy? Are they going to not buy and then react adversely? And that's going to be a story, blah, 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 blah. Or you can check out social media where Garrett Crochet and Alex Bregman, two All-Stars for your Boston Red Sox.
Two fan favorites, some would argue.
Two guys who you can't hold responsible for collapses of the past because they weren't Red Sox before this season.
Right.
They're at the All-Star game. And lo and behold, who are they hanging out with? Aroldis Chapman? Well, probably some.
No. I mean, you know, he's around. They probably went to dinner after or something like that. No, not him.
Paul Skeens.
I would. More just to say hi to Libby, but, you know, okay. I'd at least say hi.
Scooble.
No, although a Crochet Scooble meetup would be very much kind of like Batman Superman, to speak in your
pretty
terms.
Cool. Yeah. No, the picture that's making the rounds on the internet from Alex Bregman's social media is those two guys, Crochet and Bregman, with a pitcher by the name of Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins in the middle.
Yep. And seem more than happy to be there.
And he is a guy that Will Fleming, a little more than a week ago, was like, top of my head, a guy who makes sense, just pulling this out. Joe Ryan.
Yeah, rhymes with Joe Ryan.
And I think we could all agree would definitely fulfill the criteria of an impact starting pitcher, number two starting pitcher. I mean, hell, could be a number one starting pitcher in some places.
Yeah, I think he is for them this year.
He is for them.
Yeah.
wouldn't be for the Red Sox, slides into the two-hole, the two-role behind Crochet, the guy he's in the picture with. So we talk about this more with the NBA. And I know they don't actually get to make trades. They're just there as, you know, dignitaries representing the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
But do you think this is in any way related to what we would say, hey, how come Kyrie and LeBron are hanging out, or one of those NBA-type things? Is this laying the groundwork for Joe Ryan to come to Boston?
All right, if we're gonna speculate based on pictures from this year, I think we should also speculate based on pictures from last year. Because,
okay,
and this one I did not blatantly rip off like the other stuff on Twitter earlier today. Last year, on the lineup for the foul line, or on the foul line for the national anthem, going from right to left, it went Jaren Duran, Tanner Houck, Garrett Crochet.
Oh, and where did Crochet end up?
The Boston Red Stockings. So,
coincidence?
I hope
I
not.
I think so.
So, yeah, I'm sure it is, but
This is different, though. This is, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah, and it's two separate instances. So,
yeah,
it's a post on Bregman's Instagram feed. It's also a video that was posted by Major League Baseball of everybody in their jerseys walking into the stadium. So it's Crochet and Ryan basically arm in arm next to each other walking into the stadium. And then it's the three of them with Ryan in the middle doing that thing where, like, you flip your hands upside down to make glasses.
Yep.
He seemed like he was having the time of his life with the two of them. So it's fun to speculate, but it's just at a certain point, all of these details line up. You get it from Will Fleming, which is a reliable source. Others then kind of backed it up, and Teddy didn't tell the story of interacting with Jared Carrabas, but that name came up in their conversation,
yep,
as well. And now the players are interacting. It's just, it's all very curious.
Would you like another morsel, another nugget?
Always.
Okay. So,
you
Brad
about Sharon?
Fun? Huh?
About Sharon?
Are you speaking English? Because I can't even
understand. Are you about to share one?
Oh. Yeah, I saw
you
your lips
me
moving,
too. I'm sorry.
I was like,
sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Those
sorry.
Words were all blending together. Yeah, I was like, did I just have a stroke on
sorry.
My radio?
He said,
this
are you in Sharon?
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
Sorry, boys.
Sorry. So Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's at the All-Star game. And who did he happen to talk to other than Joe Ryan? And he asked him about trade rumors.
Of like trade rumors and being identified, that's a compliment. I would imagine. Or has that been you weird getting used to
the trade stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's fun for me. I mean, July is awesome. I think everyone in the clubhouse gets excited just seeing where guys are going to go around the league, and you don't know. And I think that's exciting. And being someone that could get traded, it would be exciting. I mean, I do love Minnesota. And I love where I'm at. So it would be sad. Definitely hard to go. But at the end of the day, it's never up to me. And yeah.
Well, you've never gone through anything like this, obviously, right?
No, I mean, I'm not really paying attention to it too much. I don't look at my stats, so I don't look at even, like, articles that much, but people have, like, mentioned it, and I've looked at it, I've seen a couple things, but I'm not, like, diving into it too deep.
Bradfo, A+, this may be your best get ever. This is phenomenal. Joe Ryan just said, yes, I want to be traded. Yes, I want to be traded to the Boston Red Sox. He didn't say that part, but he said, yes, I want to be traded. Like, that's one of the most ridiculous comments I've ever. It'd be exciting. It'd be exciting to be wanted and to go somewhere. That's like somebody who's married saying, divorce would be fun. I mean, I love my wife, but I think divorce and hitting the dating scene would be fun.
I'd be sad to leave my wife, but yeah.
I'm not even sure he said he's sad about it. Like, I love Minnesota,
yeah.
But it was like, after you had just said 10 things about how it's fun to have interest at the trade deadline, exciting to be mentioned in rumors, and now you're hanging out with two all-stars from the Boston Red Sox. We have people telling us that Joe Ryan could be a target of the Boston Red Sox. Like, now I'm setting myself up for if we get to July 31st and the trade deadline passes and Joe Ryan is not a member of the Boston Red Sox, I am going to be disappointed, and I am going to be surprised.
Yeah.
Because we just did, like, surprising cuts of the Patriots and debated what would be a surprise. I now feel like it would be a surprise if Joe Ryan doesn't land with Boston.
I mean, it certainly seems like he would be at least a little bit disappointed that he's no longer being wanted. And, yes, I do see on the text line they're saying that Boston and Chicago are alphabetical. But, come on, let us dream.
They're also saying, are you with Cheryl? That's what they heard.
That's probably closer to English than what I came out with when my...
They are.
So did I have a stroke or did you have a stroke?
No, I think I definitely had a stroke.
Okay,
this is what happens when
well.
You open me up for 4 hours instead
Good
of just
Lord.
An update once
Pace
an hour.
Pace yourself, my friend. Yeah, boy. It's not just as easy as doing trending on the 20s, is
no,
it?
No, I know. No, I don't know how you talk as much as you do.
So that's a great question. That is a great question.
It's what his family asks every day.
No, they actually ask the opposite. I don't talk at all at home.
You
I think
shut
I
down after the show?
I think I just shut down in general. I talk more for these 4 hours with you people and the listeners than I do with my family. Oh, my God. It's not even close.
Huh.
Yeah, no. I think I get it out of my system, then I go home and I be quiet and I watch TV and drink a Miller Lite.
It's a good life.
But did you react to that? Like, do you, if you're a, for example, if you're a Minnesota Twins fan or teammate or executive, I'm not happy with those comments.
Not great, Bob.
No.
No.
He basically said he's excited to be in trade rumors and looks forward to going somewhere. Now, going to the Red Sox, the hottest team in baseball, going to an atmosphere, I don't know, maybe he saw Rafaela's home run and he's like, that looks pretty cool with those lights flashing and all those people cheering. I just, those would be alarming for me if I were on the Minnesota side of things. But from the Boston side of things, that makes me even more all in. You know I've been all in. Ted Johnson hasn't been. I've been more all in on they're going to buy. They're building in the right direction. There's momentum here. And Joe Ryan feels like the piece that could put them over the top. And I know Adam Jones, for whatever reason, doesn't want to trade Jaren Duran. I don't want to unload Jaren Duran, but if you're getting Joe Ryan, doesn't that make you, I said it earlier, doesn't that give you a chance to hit the playoffs with arguably the best rotation in the playoffs?
I mean, you're probably in the top two in the American League at very worst. Like, you know, the Yankees just lost Clark Schmidt. Yeah. The Toronto Blue Jays have good pitchers, but not necessarily
they don't have
an ace.
Screw them. I'm not afraid of the Blue Jays. They don't have
and
an
guys
ace.
That really haven't done much of anything in the playoffs, so to speak. So, yeah, you all of a sudden, I mean, not to say that Crochet or Joe Ryan have either, but yeah, that puts you in a great spot in an area that I think maybe has the most volatility for you right now. Like, I think it's very fair to say that while you have guys that are on a boom right now, so to speak, offensively, you also have guys that can give you more. So while that's the case offensively, starting pitching, you're getting the absolute best.
Okay.
And it's fair to think that Giolito could regress, Bayo could go through a little bit of a rut. I think we know what Crochet is, but to take a little pressure off of those guys and make it so that's your top four, whew, that
now,
changes your setup a lot.
That sets us up for disappointment.
Sure.
Because the Joe Ryan name is out there a lot, mm-hmm. and he's a high-ticket item, a fun item. Ken Rosenthal was talking about the Red Sox and their possibilities at the trade deadline, and he has another name he'll float out there that I think is less enticing. So Charlie Morton doesn't move my needle. Also,
man.
Apologies for the spatial audio or whatever the hell that's called. Wasn't our intention, but it happens.
That was Charlie mono, not stereo.
Yeah. Nobody wants mono.
No.
Kissing disease, Sam Darnold and company. But that is the one issue. Like, Charlie Morton is a pitcher. And the Breslow comments the other day were like, we don't want to just add a guy we can call a pitcher.
Yeah.
Is that how he phrased it? Something to that effect.
Bodies that can start or something
right.
to that effect.
He could start for you. Sure.
Sure he could.
Whatever.
He's been a starter for most of his career.
Maybe, depending on how things go, Giolito starts to nosedive, fall off. Maybe he ends up being better than Giolito. But it doesn't alter your perception of this team and its potential, I guess I would say.
If you're going to trade for Charlie Morton, just sign Rich Hill again, because you've once again proven that you're not actually really investing in this team. That is the exact equivalent to me pitching-wise to saying we need a right-handed bat and getting Danny Jansen last year. That's exactly what you're doing. So you painted yourself into a corner where, based on what you've said on your daily appearances on the Nesson pregame show, That's not good enough.
He's a pitcher, just like Danny Jansen was a right-handed bat.
Yeah, exactly. It's definition-wise, nailed it. But in
Zach
terms of what you need, no.
What do you got?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing that you just said, Dan. If you spent the last month and a half talking about how you don't want to add just for the sake of adding somebody. You want to go out and add an impact arm that can be that number two behind Garrett Crochet, and then you give me Charlie Morton, I would be so frustrated with that, and every fan should be too, because it's just more lying from this organization.
Right, and that's why...
Lying might be strong. I mean, it takes two to tango. You got to do a deal. Lying seems a little strong, Zach. It would be disappointing. It would be falling in line with past issues that you have with the organization and the interest kings and setting me up for this and then maybe accepting a little lower. I do like where the text line's brain is at. Not the collective group, it's just the 617, because the group is kind of mean at times. Would you trade Christian Campbell for Joe Ryan? Dan Ball?
I mean, yeah, but that's not going to get the job done.
How do you know?
Because Christian Campbell's value is...
Cost-controlled
for a
team
like the Minnesota Twins. Do you want to relitigate this again?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay. Christian Campbell's value is as low as it's been. I don't think he's fetching you anything significant.
The rookie of the month just... 3 months ago.
Who was so bad the next month you had to send him
who
down.
Who was the reigning minor league player of the year?
Yeah, and if you traded him
I'm just saying, if
you traded him 6 months ago, you would have gotten heaven and earth back for
who
him.
Who has a contract that is inflation proof for the next 8 years for a team like Minnesota? Not exactly a big market, not exactly flush.
He's also hit proof right now, Andy. He can't
you see
hit
the
right
bomb
now.
He hit the day after or even the afternoon that I said he should be traded? You just got to push the right buttons.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
I think that actually gets you closer to Joe Ryan than you might think.
I mean, like them apples, Dan Ball. Zach Coe agrees with me.
Awesome. That's great. I don't.
It was obviously a rough month for Campbell, but development isn't linear, and I think these teams know that. And what if you can get a top 15 prospect.
Wait a minute. Stop. Time. Full stop, as Breslow would say.
You're aligned. You are aligned with this.
Did you say development isn't linear?
Thank you.
Yes, I did.
There you go. See?
You're
no longer on my team.
Could have just agreed with me.
I mean, I could have, but I don't. But I just think that teams know that. And if you if you gave up Christian Campbell right now for Joe Ryan, you gave up more for a worse pitcher than what you gave up for Garrett Crochet, in my opinion. To me, that's just not something that they should be doing. I love Joe Ryan, and I would move mountains to get him here. But I draw the line at one of Campbell, Meyer, and Anthony.
Campbell is on your do not touch list?
Yeah, I just think the ceiling is so high with him there.
Is it? Is he not necessarily sure about that? What position does he play?
I think long-term he's a first baseman.
Oh, long-term he's a first baseman.
Yeah.
A position he's never played.
Correct, but I think he can learn it. I think it's with all these guys. I think athleticism wins out. That's why when you look at their draft board, it's so many shortstops and center fielders, because if you can just be an athlete, you can stick anywhere, and I think Campbell can do that.
How's that worked for them as not only the worst major league defensive team in baseball in recent years, but according to a source that I call Craig Breslow, they have defensive deficiencies at all levels of their organization?
I think that's more of a developmental issue than
it is a player with
the players. No, it isn't. But that's not to say that Christian Campbell isn't on my do not touch list. I would trade Roman Anthony for Paul Skeens if the Pirates were ever willing to do that. I just think giving up more for Joe Ryan than you gave up for Garrett Crochet is not a great move organizationally.
This is a
I repeat, all levels.
You don't like Kyle Teal?
No, I don't like Kyle Teal.
This is a quick aside. It's so much more fun to be the sidecar of you grilling whoever's behind the glass than being the one that's being grilled.
It's fun.
Yeah.
No, and I appreciate that you guys can have a back and forth and not get sensitive when I yell at you or poke holes in your arguments or whatever.
You want to name names on that? I would not. I don't think he's enough. I saw the text line saying Campbell and the password Justinson Garcia. I think it's just my own personal opinion. They want pitching help if they're going to. They want a young prospect pitcher if they're going to make this deal.
Okay, well, I'm not doing the Toley kid. But the good news is you drafted all pitchers last year, and you drafted a boatload of pitchers this year.
Yeah.
I did a little reading up on that, too.
Oh, yeah? Tell me.
You drafted a high 90s and 100-mile-an-hour guy out of Oklahoma and Tennessee, baby.
Wow.
Now, the Tennessee guy, a little wild. There's some issues there with control. But he has an interesting arm angle and great vertical movement, horizontal movement, some sort of movement.
Well, it's
in one
not linear, so, you know.
So, no, you're adding pitchers to the organization. Now, I'm not saying Toley is on the table for Joe Ryan, but I mean, you might have to consider trading some pitching to get pitching.
Because
you're trying to win, right?
Yes.
Just wanted to clarify. We're done with the Bloom era or the, 3 years from now or when this guy gets here. No.
You definitely have to start trading prospects. I agree with that.
Prospects for major league talent.
Yep.
And did you ever get back to me on your research?
That's a bit broad.
The prospect that bit them in the ass?
Oh, the best I got, I think, was Hanley Ramirez in the in the Beckett-Lowell trade.
Good.
Didn't necessarily
What
directly,
did you win with Beckett?
World Series.
Oh, it's interesting
of fact.
How that
Lowell
works.
As well.
Interesting how that works.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't trade Christian Campbell. I'm saying that Christian Campbell doesn't get the job done in the trade. You got to give more because his value is too low.
That's
why I would not make a trade involving him right now.
Okay. So I would trade Christian Campbell. I would trade him as a package that doesn't include Toley that I've known now for weeks and weeks and fallen
Absolutely.
In love with what I've read about him because I do want young pitching to become a part of this team. But if you can add veteran pitching to this team, you might just win a World Series sooner rather than later.
We're not going to sacrifice wins tomorrow for wins today.
Oh, wow. Now Bresbod is actually using real quotes from Breslow. Now it's a circle here that I'm not quite ready for. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got a little new segment. Even though we got no Fitzy and no Ted, we're going to workshop it, work it out here with Dan Ball, myself.
It's an Andy Hart original, as a matter
it
of
is.
Fact.
It is. Andy Hart original.
So we can't say anything bad.
Take Tuesday, you can say bad things all you want, where we're going to revisit takes we've had either in the last week or some of our more notable takes in recent history. And I think up first today, Dan Ball has to look at one of his takes heading into the All-Star break, heading into the All-Star game. It was a terrible take. It was an absolute hellacious take that it sounds like he's willing to still defend. So
you know it.
Dan Ball on the hot seat for one of his takes up next here on Take Tuesday. But first, Dan Ball gives you what's trending.
And maybe I'm an idiot for this take.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Talk about drops we don't use enough. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Cal Raleigh is your winner of the 2025 Home Run Derby. Raleigh hit 18 home runs to Junior Caminero's 15 in the final round last night. He becomes the first catcher to ever win the Derby and the first switch hitter to win the competition outright. The MLB All-Star Game is tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox. Paul Skeens will start for the NL opposite Tarek Skubal. And here is your lineup for the American League. It is Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, Aaron Judge, Kyle Raleigh, Vlad Guerrero Jr. with Ryan O'Hearn, Junior Caminero, Javier Baez, and Jacob Wilson. And for the NL, it's Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna, Ketel Marte, Freddie Freeman, Manny Machado, Will Smith, Kyle Tucker, Francisco Lindor, and Pete Crow Armstrong. The Celtics fell to 2-1 in NBA Summer League play with a 196 loss to the Heat last night. Seven Boston players were in double digits in scoring, led by Baylor Shireman with 19. The Celtics visit the Lakers on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever take on the Connecticut Sun tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. and the game will be televised on ESPN. And new from earlier this afternoon, the Jets and cornerback Sauce Gardner reached an agreement on a four-year deal that ties him to the team for the next six seasons through 2030. He will be paid $30.1 million per season. It's the same structure and length as Garrett Wilson's deal that was handed out on Monday. Gardner's deal includes $60 million guaranteed. You've got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier, their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I don't know if I like that or it sounds like it's skipping, but... Everybody in the studio is bobbing their heads, so I guess
DMX.
It's kind of cool. WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Verizon-powered studios here in Brighton. If you missed any of the show earlier, including Ted Johnson's reactions to ESPN's 25 best teams of the last 25 years, where
did not disappoint.
No, but I had to cue him up to be offended. He didn't exactly understand one of the top 10 teams included.
Yeah.
Go back on the Odyssey app and listen to that. You can use the rewind feature. But now it's Tuesday, and this is going to become a regular thing. Take Tuesday.
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
It's got the number 2 in Tuesday instead of the regular spelling of Tuesday. And that means we're going to take a second look at a take that we've had recently, the last week. Maybe a couple of us that we either want to walk back, which I say a lot of things. I feel like I'm going to be prone for a lot of walk it back. Maybe Awaken 180 style takes where I turn things around. Or maybe you want to dig your heels in and be stubborn. We'll see where Dan Ball goes today. But roll it, Stiz. Take Tuesday.
It's Take Tuesday.
Take two.
Take two.
Run that again.
I'm going to walk this back tomorrow.
Go back, Jack. Do it again.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Do it again.
It takes two to make it out of sight.
Do it again.
Oh, I like it. That's a good open right there.
Good job, Dan.
Thank you.
Now let's hope Dan can continue to do a good job, because Dan Ball is the subject of the initial Take Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons.
Yep.
A little over a week ago.
Yep.
Dan Ball, for his three-point stance, I believe.
Yeah, you were on vacation, so.
He declared, that felt like a shot.
No.
It's the summer, you dink. We take vacation time.
Just a fact of the matter. Not those of us who work every day, but that's okay.
Cry me a river. You declared that the Red Sox should consider skipping the final start of the first half for one Garrett Crochet.
I did.
And Alex Cora laughed that off when we asked him about it here on our show.
I think that's a bit strong. He said they discussed it.
And then laughed it off?
Yeah. I mean, and then they ultimately chose not to do that, but it came up in conversation, same way that your whole radar nonsense came up in conversation.
He didn't laugh that off. He was all in on my theory that the guns are juiced, but that's a different topic for a different day.
It is.
The baseball gods laughed off your idea of skipping Garrett Crochet in his final start.
That's true.
Because while the Red Sox gave him a little more time off, they started him and they finished him with his first career complete game victory over the Tampa Bay Rays to ensure 100 pitches to ensure that they sweep the Rays, to ensure that they go into the All-Star break with a 10-game winning streak. So, how do you feel about your assertion that they should have skipped Garrett Crochet in his final start?
So I will certainly admit to, I think what we saw from him the two starts prior wasn't as much him wearing down. At least I hope it wasn't as much him wearing down as it was. Red Sox bats showed up. They scored like 19 runs for him in those two starts combined. And he wasn't great. He was good enough, and whenever he needed to get himself out of a jam, he did. So he scattered 9 hits in that start against Washington, but he only gave up 2 runs. Good enough to give your team the win, given what the offense did.
Sure.
Then the offense goes cold against a better pitching staff. He ramps his game up, complete game shutout, 100 pitches on the nose, whatever. He certainly got back to ace pig Crochet and saved the bullpen after Hunter Dobbins tore his ACL. So I think maybe what I might have mistook as him wearing down was more just him pitching to the circumstances in the game at hand. I still don't think it would have been a bad idea to skip the start, because then you give them the entirety of the final week into the All-Star week and then into that series against the Cubs where he's going to pitch on Sunday. That's a 2-week break. That's essentially your 10-day injured list plus a little bit for him to catch his breath, where I think that you could have at least not replicated a complete game shutout, but got good enough performances to keep yourself in that game. And ultimately, I think in 162 games, one win against the Rays, I don't know how much that game is going to change. If you miss the playoffs by a game, that would suck.
I was going to say.
It could change a lot, and the margins are very slim, but I still don't think I was off base for a guy that's doing this for the first time, pitching this load of innings, for a guy whose manager did the sign of the cross after saying his innings out loud. I don't think it would have been a terrible idea regardless of the outcome.
So you're digging your heels in. They should have at least considered or strongly considered skipping the final start.
I would have done it.
And guess what? This isn't over. Because I am one who's known to be stubborn and dig my heels in and sort of look at things long term. So if Garrett Crochet stumbles in, let's just say August, and all of a sudden there's an issue, arm soreness, whatever, goes on the injured list for 10 days, whatever.
Yeah.
I think you can look back and say, well, I don't know, maybe if you had given him that time off in the middle of the season, you wouldn't be dealing with this now. The flip side I will say is they actually kind of threaded the needle here. I kind of like the way they've done it with the extra rest into the final start, the extra rest into the first start coming out of the break, because the thing I would think of, you're setting yourself up for criticism. If you go however many days that would be, an extended time off.
Yeah, like 2 weeks essentially.
And then he stinks in the first inning. Well, he's rusty. What are you doing? You gave him too much time off. He was in a groove. He had a great first half. Did you see how he was? Like, you're kind of setting yourself up for that type of a critique, because sometimes when guys go on the injured list, what do? They take a rehab start to get back into the swing of things. So I think you would have been potentially setting yourself up for, again, who knows? Maybe he comes out after the extended rest and goes complete game and strikes out 12 and is throwing gas. And everybody's like, wow, that rest really did him wonders. So a lot of this is results-based, not only in that start, because if he had been shelled in that start, you would have been a genius. You would have been taking a Ted Johnson-like victory lap, right?
Yeah, now it's three starts in a row where he's looked human. Is
he ended that streak.
Down? Yeah, and also it's one start out of, you know, 30-plus, you hope, 32, 33. So is saving him the nine innings that he threw on that Saturday really going to change a ton? Probably not, but I'm just trying to protect against what we saw for multiple young pitchers who did it last year in Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford, both of whom wore down.
So that's the big picture view from the evolution of your ace that is Garrett Crochet over the course of this season. What about the evolution of this baseball team? Was there value in the ace going out there, putting that performance up, coming off the performance on the Friday night, and then including the rest of those performances and hitting the All-Star break as the hottest team in baseball and the vibes and the things we talked about with Ted to start the show that are actually pulling Ted in the direction of maybe this is a good baseball team.
Yeah.
Maybe would you have lost more than just a game potentially by losing a game against the Rays? Could you lose two, right? That was Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
So you could have lost Sunday.
So you very well could have split that series
now
as
you
opposed
split
to sweeping.
It.
And 8-2 is still good, but that's a lot. It, comparatively speaking, it's a lot worse than 10, because now you're one game behind the Yankees. You're tied in the win column, either directly or indirectly because of that.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a second wild card right now. Who knows what you would have been had you lost those two games. And you would go into the break with a two-game losing streak instead of a 10-game winning streak. And for this team, it does feel like emotion matters. It does feel like momentum matters. It does feel like vibe and energy and, you know, the things we've known about or not known about. Like, I still don't know what kind of a cloud Devers was. Energy, drag on Cora, because I think Cora is enjoying life more without Rafi Devers. I don't believe he's said it, like, definitively. I think the manager is enjoying life without Rafi Devers more.
By the way, he is got as close as you can get to talking about it. He made some comment. We were talking about it off air either late last week, how he said, oh, you know, when you have that big of a contract, you have to be a leader. We haven't had a guy like that in a while. It was very much like
And they will continue to say more the more they win.
Mm-hmm.
The more that they validate Breslow's idea that we could end up winning more baseball games without Rafi Devers, whatever the details of that exact quote were, the more emboldened they're going to be to puff their chests out and be like, yeah, we had to remove the dink from the locker room. He made too much money to not be a leader. There was the Sam Kennedy comments with the Greg Hill show where he said, if you don't want to be here and you don't want to do this and you're not a good team player and you don't put so you're talking about Devers. Like, I know you're being a little bit vague, but you're not really being vague. You're talking about why Devers isn't here anymore. So they will be emboldened to say more of that. But I still think your three-point stance was a good one. I just think that the way it played out, you were wrong.
And the Friday circumstances of the Sadon walk-off, the ultimate vibes or whatever crap word that you want to use that I don't like, the ultimate vibes coming off of that Friday, plus the torn ACL for Dobbins, so your bullpen was taxed. If you skipped Crochet and then they lost on Saturday, they would have been crucified the following day.
They would have been circling the drains.
Yeah,
and
they would
not
have
league leaders. They entered the break as league leaders.
Yeah.
Instead, they would have been circling the drains. So
this is why you get the big bucks, Andy.
Damn right. Alex Cora and Craig Breslow and Andrew Bailey knew what they were doing when they gave him a little extra rest, and they still pitched him, and he pitched an ace of a game as the beast that he is, and they went into the All-Star break with a 10-game winning streak. They come out of the All-Star break with as much momentum as any team in baseball. We'll see if they can maintain it and keep it up. But therefore, I wish I could declare, it's Take Tuesday says you were wrong in your take. You should have fixed it today. Well done.
I'm going to get you a gavel.
Yeah, give me a gavel, because I'm in control now, and I want to bang on something. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are coming up to the end of the show. We're coming up on odds and ends as we close out Coldplay Day here in New England.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Coldplay continues to be a little bit polarizing on the text line.
I feel like they kind of are, just as a band. I would have thought that before we came in here.
Once again, Coldplay sucks,
wow.
All caps.
Oh, my God. It's like, you know, big tough guy, big sports people don't want to admit that they listen to Coldplay, but Coldplay is a good band.
Or maybe they're just not for everyone. Couldn't that be it? You think this is like a Harry Hardo thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I'm Harry Hardo. And
oh, yes.
Why are you laughing when you said that?
I agree.
I don't care for them. I also think it's interesting when people tell you it's the best show you've ever seen. It gets back in my world. There were a lot of people that were very critical for years of Garth Brooks. He can't really sing. He's an entertainer. He puts on a show. Like, there was sort of this like debate in country music.
You were trying to convince me of that. You're like, he does backflips on stage.
Oh, he does.
But
he smashes guitars. He has like, he gets wired up and flies across the stage. And there's something to be said for my guy. George Strait, who just sits on a stool, plays his guitar, sings for 2 hours, and if you don't like it, then don't come to my concerts kind of thing. I'm not here to entertain you with anything other than my voice and my song and my guitar. So the whole Coldplay, like, well, they give you a light-up wristband which coincides with the music and all these things. Like, great, but is the music any good, or are we sort of missing the point here? I'm at a concert. It's supposed to be an audible thing where I love the music and the rest is complimentary, but whatever. Whether they suck or not, who cares? Everybody's at Coldplay. Great time. Anyway, we're getting the first update in the history of Odds and Ends.
Okay.
An update to a story. So was it a little over a week ago now?
That's right.
We had the story of the drunk golfer who was making loud noises, challenging another golfer to a fight who's off camera. When that guy comes on camera, it is to whoop the ass of the drunk guy, throws him in a lake, then ragdolls him and just bang. Literally says bang as he's punching him in the face while one of this guy's friends tapes the whole thing without helping his buddy.
And the other's like, stop, no, don't. Yeah. And then the guy turns, and then Nick Tarnaski turns his attention to him. Oh, never mind.
So it was Nick Tarnaski, a former NHL player, longtime minor league player, not surprisingly.
Come on, man.
With a lot of penalty minutes. Well, the golfer, the drunk, the guy who got his ass whooped in question.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Come on, man.
Bang!
That sounds awful. The more you hear it, the worse it sounds. Well, the guy in question went to social media, as I guess you have to do with everything these days, and made basically an apology video. And so we have to update you with not surprisingly, feels bad about how that day played out.
Oh,
I got it on.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
Yep. Fantastic.
That's me, guys. The guy that got dropped like a bucket of balls in a pond. Not my finest moment, I know. Looks real bad. Played 36 holes of golf. We drank way too much, and my mouth ran faster than my brain. All jokes aside, guys, I'd like to apologize to all the folks on the course, anyone caught up in it, and anyone who had to deal with me that day. I lost my cool, and I've learned from it. Just one of those days where you should have kept the card on the path, you know? Stay hydrated, keep your stick on the ice, maybe stick to 18.
Way to go. Way to go,
took
my
the
guy.
High road.
That is how you
man,
do it. That is how it's
to
done.
It.
That's the perfect accent for the guy who would have been in that fight, too,
100%.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, the accent fits perfectly.
Everything you could ask for.
He's even got the little, keep your stick on the ice, the card on the path. He was ready
to
go.
I would say the accent fits for the apology.
Yeah.
Right, like any, yeah. I could see that guy, if we didn't know, like that could have easily been an American. But when I heard the apology, I'm like, oh, what a nice Canadian.
I'm just seeing a long time journeyman hockey player getting in a fight with somebody on a golf course. I'm like, I need a Canadian accent from the guy who's getting his ass kicked. It's just a prerequisite to make it fit.
But first of all, the thing that jumped out to me is 36 holes of golf. I've never understood people that play 36 holes of golf. When I play 18, it's usually around 14 or 15. I'm no longer really interested in playing 16, 17, and 18
yeah.
And thinking about the beers. And then we've all been there where you had a few too many beers on the golf course or whatever. Now, I've never challenged a massive former pro athlete to a fight for any reason. In that
I
situation.
Got one in mind. You could try.
Nope. Maybe that's why I should never golf with Ted Johnson, because I could drink too many beers.
Here's the thing about Jaylen Brown, and then it's just off the rails.
But I do give this guy credit, because it's probably the best for his reputation, even for people that know him. Like, that was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing's embarrassing, from the way you acted before getting your ass kicked to getting your ass kicked. Because I heard Jones and Keefe ask the simple question, would you rather be tossed in the lake or punched in the face? Like, which one makes you look worse? Which would you rather have?
Punched in the face.
Once or every time with a guy yelling bang?
I would take the punches in the face over being tossed in the lake.
Why?
Because tossed in the lake, like, punch me in the face like a man. tossing me in the lake is like, I'm not even worthy of a punch. You know what I mean? Like, you little baby. Like, I'm not even going to waste my time here. I'm going to treat you like a kid and toss you.
You are literally
lake.
Getting picked up and displaced from where you're standing when you're
He was practically holding the guy up when he was punching him as well. He was He was treating him like a little brother at the very least in that situation.
Yeah.
At arm's length, and I can punch you as many times as I want, and the only reason you'll go down is I let go of your shirt. Because if I don't let go of your shirt, I'm going to bang in your head one more time. And the punch in the face is going to hurt a lot more than the thrown in the lake.
Oh, for sure.
Physically. Now, your pride may be hurt differently if you're thrown in the lake. I don't know. I think I would take the thrown in the lake. And then I would probably just stay in the lake. That's the biggest issue this guy made.
Swim away. Don't get out of the lake. Finding Nemo style.
Swim to a different direction. Yeah. Don't jump up like you're going to beat. He just embarrassed you. Just take it like a man and swim away.
And Nick Tarnaski went on, water went down the wrong way. Nick Tarnaski went on with Biz on Spit and Chicklets, and maybe tomorrow in Odds and Ends we can play some of that. Also took the high road and just kind of being a nice guy about it and being like, listen, let's not pick on this guy. Like, he's learned his lesson. You know, he kind of paid the price.
I need to hear that audio because I don't know if, I mean, the high road would be to not beat the living snot out of the guy and yell bang
every
time you
catch him. The guy charged at him, Andy.
Yeah, but it was clearly an inebriated and inferior man, right? Like, he can do whatever he wants with him.
Sometimes, like, I live by the rule of, like, sometimes people need to get punched in the face.
Do you need to yell bang and keep doing it?
No, but makes it awesome.
And then be like, yeah, no, leave the guy alone. He's learned his lesson. Yeah, you taught him a lesson I'm not sure he necessarily needed to learn. Anyway, Christian Arcan show here. What's up, Christian?
I still think that video is not real.
You still think
it's
fake?
I think that is a staged video.
Really?
I thought that was a fake apology. I think the whole thing's a work.
What's the end
game? I think we're all
getting
worked right now.
What's the end game?
I don't know. That guy, the big guy's got a podcast coming out or something. It's going to be something like that. That's what I think.
Because I actually gave you credit for that because I trust you in these matters. You're a man of the streets. You've been around a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is not the same as a woman of the streets.
That's what people say.
Man of the streets.
A streetwalking man. That's me.
And I thought, oh, right. Is there going to be some like pay-per-view fight or some stupid barstool fight?
Oh, I was all
fight?
Over the John Rocker, Pat
yes,
Mahomes thing.
You were.
Yeah,
and that made me think this. But now we've kind of gone far enough and nothing's really happened. I'm like, if this was promotional, you didn't really strike while the iron was hot.
True. And maybe it'll amount to nothing, but it all seemed very convenient that this guy is freaking out on the green, gets thrown into the lake, comes out of the lake, eats like six punches from this giant guy, doesn't go down, gets flung through the air. Like, you know what I mean? It all just seemed very
staged.
WWE. Yes. That's what it looked like to
100%
me.
100% staged. It feels staged, but I just the longer it goes on and there's no payoff or reason for it, I think it's real and it's just one of those miraculous events where, thank God,
where was the press conference where this guy apologized?
No, he just posted a video. That's what everybody else does.
Just a video online?
Posted a video. It was on Barstool.
Yeah, or, you know, selfie video,
okay,
vertical,
well,
sitting on his couch.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
Do you play 36 holes of golf?
I haven't in a very long time, but I have before, yeah.
I don't think I ever have or ever will. I don't like golf enough to play 36 holes.
I like being, you know, out on the course that long. That's okay.
What, away from your family?
No, it depends. Just away from everything.
You said, the other night I was listening to the great Christian Arcan show, and you said something about,
great.
I love my family, but, oh, the Tom Brady argument. You were like, if I had to get away from my family,
oh, yeah,
I'd want to live
don't feel
like
bad
Tom.
For me. Now, that's what I was saying. Like, you guys felt so bad for Tom Brady because he was with Sidney Sweeney and Sofia Vergara and all these beautiful women after, you know, his divorce. And I was just thinking, man, if that ever happened to me, God forbid. And I'm out with Sidney Sweeney, and so don't feel bad for me. Don't ever feel bad. You just, if you have any feelings of pity, you channel that energy somewhere else, is what I was trying to say.
I just thought if I were your wife, how quickly you went from, I love my family, but if I had to lose them, and it was very quick transition to life with Sidney Sweeney on a boat and a yacht. And
it's not something I've ever fantasized about every day before.
Okay, just talked about it on the radio openly for all to hear. What do you got tonight on the Christian Arcan show? 4 hours, right?
We have a Play Tessie takeover coming in at 7 o'clock. We have both Gordo and Sammy from Play Tessie joining me for a full hour in studio, which I'm very excited about. That'll be happening at 7 o'clock.
How'd
at 8:30. Well, I know the right people to talk to.
Interesting.
I know a guy
is
they work
that
with.
Jack Wagon who's waving in the background?
It is indeed. That Jack Wagon waving in the background. Also, we'll hear from a guy who fell off Mount Washington and survived. And his face got all jacked up. I don't know if you saw about that. That happened like a week ago.
Sounds staged.
Of course. No, this really happened for sure. Unless this guy is the greatest makeup artist of all time. And we'll get into Mike Francesa in his Superman movie review.
Okay.
Because I'm probably not even going to see the movie, but I am interested in the review.
And then Kirk Herbstreit co-signed on it and said he agreed with everything that Francesa said on the review. So those guys are wrong. It's a great movie. Go see it if you haven't. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons today. Stick around for the Christian Arcan show, 6 to 10 o'clock tonight. It's All-Star Night. Some of you might be watching. I might watch. We might talk about it tomorrow. We might not. We might also have a special guest that Ted Johnson is scheduling for us if he can squeeze it in between songs at the Coldplay concert. 2 to 6 tomorrow, we'll talk a little Red Sox, a little All-Star game, and unfortunately, probably a little Coldplay. Talk to you then. See ya.
He puts it in his left hand.
It means I'll go f*** yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.